Good evening, everyone. Tonight's shir, I must admit, is an area of halacha which I'm not particularly familiar with. Let's learn it together. I've never actually seen some of the halachas which we're going to be covering tonight. I didn't actually see in real life. Hopefully on Thursday we'll be all a little bit wiser. I hope that the demonstration will give us some real life examples of what we're learning now. There's some of the halachas which I never actually saw, so I'll be open about it. Some of the points I didn't actually see in real life, I won't be able to describe it better than what it says over here. But let's learn it together. Interestingly as well, just an interesting point on the side, the Siv Zayin, which we're going to be learning tonight, I'd like to learn Siv Zayin and Ches tonight. It's very interesting to note that there is no Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin. Now, rumor has, it's very noticeable because it's not an easy Siv at all. It's not easy, and it's very interesting that there's no Mishnah Berurah. You see that Mishnah Berurah goes from, you see in this page, it skips completely. There is plenty of Mishnah Berurah on Siv Vav, until Siv Kotten Chav Beis is the Mishnah Berurah. And then Siv Kotten Chav Gimel is Siv Ches. So there's literally no Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin, which is really, really strange. Why is there no Mishnah Berurah in Siv Zayin? So rumor has, and I can't confirm it, but rumor has that it was for printing error. Because if you look in the Bi'aloch, you'll see there's much more Bi'alochas than you'd normally expect. And they're very short, the Bi'alochas. They're very short and much more the Mishnah Berurah style. The difference of Mishnah Berurah and Bi'alocha, obviously Mishnah Berurah is much more short and crucial and essential. Alochas, Bi'alocha is much more, normally the in-depth additions. The Bi'aloch over here is not that style. It's more what you normally expect to be a Mishnah Berurah. So, rumor has that it was a printing error in Siv Zayin. And the person who was the printer, the one who he made a mistake, and he put the Mishnah Berurah in the Bi'alocha. So rumor has that's what people say, and it definitely does make a lot of sense. There's a Seif later on as well that appears to be like that. It could be. I mean, nobody can confirm or deny it, but it definitely does make sense. I therefore would like to seek a bit more Bi'alochas, because there's no Mishnah Berurah here, and a few of the Bi'alochas seem to be doing the job of the Mishnah Berurah, so we're going to be seeing that in Yetzir Hashem. But before we proceed with Siv Zayin, let us finish off the Siv Vav. The top line of page 84 says the following: V'lo yisartet bo'yferes. We spoke yesterday about the concept of Sirtut. I was about to say underlining, but it's not really the word underlining, it's rather overlining, to make the straight lines on the which you're going to write the words. Sirtut. So it says that Sirtut normally is engraved. You scratch it in the cloth. So, lo yesartet boiferes. Do not do the Sirtut. I'm in the top line of page 84. Do not do the Sirtut, says the Shulchan Aruch, boiferes with lead. Mipnei shamokim ha-sirtut nishot tzavua. Do not use lead, or what we nowadays call a pencil, to make the Sirtut. It's engraved and it's scratched in, but don't use anything that has color. The Mishnah Berurah adds to that, it may be obvious, but the Mishnah Berurah does say, first of all, with regards to the actual halacha of Sirtut, in Siv Kotten Chav Aleph, the Mishnah Berurah says, generally speaking, le'sartet perish lechatchila, mishum ze keli ve'anveu, b'di'evet, afilu im lo sirtet, because of hashitas akumos, en lifso la tefillin. With regards to tefillin, if there was no Sirtut, and therefore it was written slightly slanty, it's not, with regards to tefillin, it doesn't passel b'di'evet. But what about the oferes? Are you allowed to do it with, the Shulchan Aruch says you're not allowed to do it with lead. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Siv Kotten Chav Beis that he may be stating the obvious. Don't use ink, pens, etc. May not be used for sirtut. It has to basically be scratched in the cloth. Don't use dye or anything of the like. And that is very relevant halacha. Don't make between the shittin, between the lines, don't do any scratches. Don't be machmir. This is what the Lechem Chamudos paskens and the Eli Rabbe. And the Dvar Shmuel questions this halacha a little bit. Is it me'akev b'di'evet if you actually use dye or ink? B'di'evet is actually pasul. Machmas negiyus ois ba'ois ali de'asirtut ha'shochoy. He claims that maybe if you're using ink, it actually pasuls the tefillin b'di'evet. So there's a machloekes achoyim as to whether if you used for the sirtut, used any other color, if it actually pasuls b'di'evet. Now there is a question which is actually very relevant. If it would be very useful indeed to have when you have a tefillin, the parsha of the tefillin, it would be very useful to have, besides the actual parsha, also to have something else on it. What would be really useful on the actual parsha? What would you find useful to know? You want to buy a parsha of tefillin? The date, absolutely. It would be really useful to have a date on it. Why is that? To write, first of all, yeah, I suppose, definitely. What else? When to check them, definitely. You know how old the parshas are. Now, an expert sofer can actually open up and he can say, this is, you ask an expert sofer, I've done it myself, he can tell you how old the parsha is. He can normally tell you roughly how old it is. But for us as potential, as if you want to buy a parsha, it would be really good to know how old the parsha is. When was it written? When do you need to check it? And maybe what would also be a very, very important information to have on the actual parsha? Exactly, the name of the sofer. The Ashkocha, that's right. Ashkocha, name of the sofer. Really brilliant, imagine that. So you can see that this was written by this sofer. So imagine, so I understand that you can't do that in ink. Okay, I understand that. You can't actually write your name or a date with ink. That we can understand, we can appreciate. You're adding something onto the parsha. That we can fully appreciate. But what about scratching in the date? Kislev, Tovshin, or the name of the sofa? Are you allowed to do that or not? Extra, but you're not adding any writing. If you'd be talking about writing, but you're doing a sirtut. Zilzul to the actual klaf. I'm asking the shiner for a reason over here. It's actually based on the Mishnah we are seeing over here, yeah. Let's leave out the back. I'm leaving out the back specifically. On the, yeah. Very good. So the poiskim, the paskin from this Mishnah over here, that there is no heter to do so. There is no heter to do so. That you're not allowed to add any shittin. So if you're not allowed to add any shittin, you're not allowed to add any lines, then similarly you're not allowed to add, if you're already shittin, you're allowed to add in lines, and he scratched them like that, and certainly so a name or an additional date or anything like that wouldn't be permissible to do. So we're learning from this Mishnah Berurah that just a shittin is not allowed to scratch in, the sirtut, and you're not allowed to add any sirtut, so certainly not allowed to add any names or dates. This is what is passing from this Mishnah Berurah. Siv Zayin. Halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai. There's a halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai, and we all know that the level of halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai is pretty much like a deraisa. It's very severe. Halacha le-Moshe Mi-Sinai says the Mishnah Berurah. Says the Shulchan Aruch. Tefillin ala klaf. Tefillin must be written on klaf. Veloy ala duchsetes, and not on the duchsetes, which is the inner parts, we'll explain shortly. Veloy ala gvil, and similarly also not on the gvil. Koisvin ala klaf b'mokoyim ha-boso. We write on the klaf in the b'mokoyim ha-boso, in the side of the flesh. We're going to explain that. Shulchan Aruch explains that. V'im shino posul, but if you're using the wrong type of klaf, it's posul. Mau klaf u'mau tochsetes. What is exactly klaf that you're meant to write on klaf? And what is duchsetes? You're not allowed to meant to write on it. Ha'oir b'shas ibudoy. Says the Shulchan Aruch, explains very beautifully. Ha'oir b'shas ibudoy. When you take the hide, when you take the skin of the animal, then you take b'shas ibudoy. When you're processing it, cholkin oiso lishnai, it will be torn into two. So if you have the hide, it's torn into two parts. It's like one skin, but it's two layers. You take it apart into two. There is an external part, so that's where the hair grow. The external part facing out, that is considered the klaf. That's where the hair grows. That's the external part of the klaf. That's called the klaf. And the inside part, hadovuk lebaso, which sticks to the flesh of the animal, nikro duchsetes, that is the duchsetes. So if you have the hide, there's an external and internal part. The external part is the klaf, that's what you're meant to use. And the internal, the inside, what's really sticking to the flesh, that duchsetes, don't use that. Velefize, according to that, duchsetes, you're not allowed to write. If somebody uses that part of the skin, somebody uses that part of the hide, the Sefer Torah, the Tefillin, is the apostle. Therefore, Ki Amrinon, when we say, What does it mean? We write on the klaf, bemokim, in the place of the boso. Hainu, this means bemokim hayoise korov leboso, the place closest to the boso, to the flesh. The hainu, meaning bemokim chiburoi, the place which is attached, kshudovuk leduchsetes, the place which is sticking to the duchsetes. Says the Shulchan Aruch the following, that imagine you've got, so we've got over here, can somebody think of a better example and somebody that would be a more useful way of, actually, have you got two pieces of paper that would probably be the best?
Two tissues,
excellent. Sorry, I should have, thank you very much. Okay, so we've got the hide of the animal, okay? This is where the hair grow, and this is the inside, is the flesh of the animal. So if you tear it off, you've got now, this is the hide. Okay? So now, when you process it, you divide it into two. This is called the klaf, and this is called the duchsetes. This you're not allowed to use. What you are meant to use is this, which is the klaf. But the klaf itself has got two directions. It's got two sides. There's one side, which was the side where the hair grows. And there's the other side, which was attached to the duchsetes, right? So it says the Shulchan Aruch, you're meant to use this item, this side, but you're meant to use the part which was sticking to the duchsetes, the inside part, facing the flesh of the animal. The head, the side where the hair grew, that's not what you're meant to use. It's the right item, but it's the wrong side. Says the Shulchan Aruch further, the klafim shelonu, our regular types of klaf, she'ein cholkin oisoi, our klaf is not normally divided, because the animals that we use, we don't normally divide it. Yesh loim din klaf, they have a halacha of klaf, v'koisvin aleim letzad boso, and we write, they all have got a halacha of klaf, and we write to them, we use them, we write on them, the side facing down the flesh. Shema shemegarin kliposa elyoino, that is a little bit scratched off, shemokim asar, the side where the hair is, enyo lekidele mashatzorich lesakne velachlikoi, the fact that we peel off a little bit on this side, that's just in order to remove the hair, v'afilim oyecholkino oyelishnaim oyecholch legarim menukach, the fact that it's a little bit scratched and a little bit scraped off, ignore that point. We still use exactly that klaf, and we use that side facing the flesh. And on this side, we need to scratch off much more, but that lemaisa is the side that is being used for the writing of the tefillin and the mezuzahs. These are the words of the Shulchan Aruch. I do want to point out, over here in the Bir Halacha, a couple of short Bir Halachas. The Bir Halacha says the Bir Halacha im shino posul. If you use the wrong item, it's posul. Koya kulam. This referring to any of those halachas. Afilim kosav koitzu shal yud shaloya laklaf bimokim aboso. If you used any, even the minutest amount of letter, used something else, the wrong side or the wrong height. Even it can go in shemokim echad lehevi amiaduchsetes posul ayle kamon. He says, what happens if you have got this? So we know that we're meant to use. Does that make sense? This example, yeah, does that make sense? So if I remove it and now I'm tearing it off, then I'm meant to use now this, right? This is this item facing this side. If there was a little bit of leftover here from the duchsetes, a little bit was sticking on, it's still attached over here. And they said, and now I'm writing, and that little part of it is still sticking on to the klaf. And I'm writing even a koitzu shel yud. But since it's sticking on to the klaf, it's possible, because I've written ultimately on the duchsetes. In other words, it needs to be completely smoothened out, and that is the side of the klaf, and it needs to be completely smoothened out, and that's what I'm wanting to use. Continues the Shulchan, the Mishneh Berurah in koisvin aleim letzad boso, v'izoy ma'od shelo yita lichtov letzad aso, to ma'akev b'di'eved. If you're using any of the, if you're using the wrong side, it's ma'akev b'di'eved, and the tefillin is posul. Okay, these are the bialochas I wanted to discuss. Continues the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Ches. Tzoich ha'klaf liyois me'ubot ba'afotzim oy besid. In the process. Now, imagine if God hide, you've got the skin, you need to process it. There's plenty there that you need to remove. It needs to be sorted out a little bit. It needs to be processed. Says the Shulchan Aruch, tzorich haklaf liyos me'ubot, it needs to be processed. Ba'afotzim ve'besid, it's done with cement. I don't know nowadays how it's done. I think nowadays, there was talk about using chemicals to actually do it. I think the poskim don't like it. but there was talk about using some chemicals. But the Shulchan Aruch describes cement. The ibud, the processing of this, needs to be done lishmoy, with absolute intention of doing it for the sake of tefillin. And it is proper to use, to say it aloud with your mouth. When you're starting the ibud, it is proper to say it loud and clear. I'm doing this ibud for the sake of tefillin, or l'shem sefer Torah, or for the sake of sefer Torah. Avol im ibdoi l'shem mezuzah pasul. But if you did the wrong kavana, the wrong intention for the wrong item, that would be pasul. So if your intention to do it l'shem mezuzah, and then ultimately using for sefer Torah, it would actually be pasul. So you need to have the intention, clear intention, of doing it l'shmoy for the right item that you're producing.
If you're doing tefillin, l'shem sefer Torah, that'd be okay.
That would be okay. Yeah. Right, the Mishnah Bura explains in Sefkot and Chavav, L'shem Sefer Torah, the Ketushosri Chamura Mitfilin, Uvichlal Mosaimone, precisely your point, that the Ketusha is the most severe, and therefore, Ketushosri Chamura Mitfilin, Uvichlal Mosaimone, if you've got the Ketusha of the Sefer Torah, even more so you can use that, you can use it for any other item. That's okay. Vafal pikein mutal shanes litfinu mezuzah after kedushas mkalav menu. You can deteriorate the kedusha. That's in order. If you've had the kedusha sevetoyer in mind, you can use it for mezuzah and tefillin, but not vice versa. Habalit vachol also leshanoisoy, but you can't decrease the kedusha to a davachol. That wouldn't be permitted. Levad only mhisne beferish betchila sibudon. Only if you had intention initially that you can, if you produce it, you can have in mind that maybe I'm not going to end up using it for dovachol, for weak, for profane matter. If you have that in mind, then it's okay, otherwise not. Yeah.
And you have in mind to make it for whatever.
He says, interestingly, yeah, you could do that. Yeah, you could do that. Yeah. Right, okay. So just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. We started speaking a little bit about Sirtut, the end of Seivav. We learned that Sirtut has to be done scratched and engraved and not with color and dye. It mustn't be using lead even. We then started speaking about the Aloch L'Mishmissinat, the klaf. The tefillin have to be written on klaf and on duchsetes. We have explained the way it works, that there's always two layers. Not always, but there is two layers. And you have to use the external layer. Now, within that layer, you need to use you're using the external layer, but the inside facing the flesh of the animal. And if you actually, im shino apostle, if you use the wrong side or the wrong item, the mezuzah or the tefillin would be apostle. We then learned seif ches, that it needs to be processed, bafotzim or besit, with cement. And it needs to be done lishmo with the right intention. One needs to say it to the person producing it and processing it. He needs to say it with his mouth that he's doing it for the sake of tefillin and mezuzahs. And if a person didn't do that, then it would actually be possible. And we shall carry on Thursday, Mitzvah, and we'll be seeing this in real life, hopefully.